You may have heard the term correction mentioned frequently by market experts. It's often confused with terms like recession or market crash. However, these terms have distinct meanings. A market correction refers to a decline of 10% to 20% in market indices, while a stock market crash signifies a more severe and continuous decline of over 20%. Unlike the harsh drops seen in crashes, corrections are more like brief pauses that allow the market to cool down. They serve as short-term adjustments, bringing overvalued markets back to more sustainable levels, a reality check after periods of rapid gains. There's a silver lining: corrections offer investors opportunities to make strategic adjustments, or as it's commonly said, buy the dip. Whether you fear corrections or view them as a chance to buy at lower prices, understanding what triggers them and the factors that influence them is crucial. Knowing the impact of stock market corrections can help you make informed, long-term investment decisions without losing sleep. Factors that influence stock market corrections. 1. Monetary policy. Central banks, like the Reserve Bank of India or the U.S. Federal Reserve, influence stock markets through their monetary policies, particularly by adjusting interest rates. When interest rates rise, borrowing costs increase, slowing economic activity and growth rates. This can trigger market corrections as investors anticipate slower growth. Conversely, low rates may stimulate activity but can lead to asset bubbles or inflation, which could cause sharp corrections when rates rise again. 2. Inflationary pressure. Inflation, often referred to as Mahengai in Hindi, is measured by indices like the Wholesale Price Index, WPI, and the Consumer Price Index, CPI, which track the prices of goods used by producers and consumers. Rapid price increases erode purchasing power, prompting central banks to raise interest rates, which can lead to market corrections. On the other hand, stable prices can boost market confidence. 3. Industrial production. The health of India's industrial sector is measured by indices like the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, and the Purchasing Managers Index, PMI. These are key economic indicators that reflect the country's industrial output. A decline in these indices can signal a slowdown in industrial activity, negatively impacting corporate earnings and potentially leading to market corrections. 4. Quarterly results announcements. Investors closely watch quarterly results. If a company's earnings fall short of expectations, its stock price may drop, potentially triggering a broader market correction, especially if multiple companies or an entire sector disappoints simultaneously. Conversely, strong earnings reports can drive the market upward. 5. Budget announcements. The government budget, announced by the finance minister, outlines the fiscal policy for the year, including government investments, spending, and taxation. Significant policy changes can impact stock markets. Growth-friendly policies like infrastructure spending may boost markets, while measures like higher taxation could trigger corrections due to investor pessimism about slower economic growth. 6. Asset bubbles. Asset bubbles form when the price of an asset rises rapidly due to investor enthusiasm rather than underlying fundamentals. These bubbles are dangerous because, when they burst as seen in the dot-com bubble or the 2008 housing crisis, they can lead to sharp market corrections as investor confidence plummets. 7. Excessive leverage. Leverage, or borrowing to invest, can magnify both gains and losses. In a downtrend, highly leveraged investors may be forced to sell assets to maintain liquidity, creating a vicious cycle where selling begets more selling, turning a minor downturn into a significant correction. A notable example is Black Monday in 1987, when the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell sharply by 22%, the largest single-day drop ever recorded. This was triggered by automated sell orders when markets began to fall, though the markets quickly recovered without lasting damage. 8. Non-finance events. Global uncertainties such as geopolitical crises, civil unrest, natural disasters, or pandemics can also trigger market corrections. For instance, the COVID-19 pandemic led to a global market correction in 2020 as economies locked down. Geopolitical events like wars or trade sanctions can similarly disrupt economic stability and lead to corrections. Reasons for the current stock market correction. Several global and domestic factors have contributed to the recent market correction on Monday, August 5. U.S. recession fears, the U.S. economy isn't growing as expected, with only 114,000 jobs added in July, far below the monthly average of 215,000. This has raised concerns among investors about slower growth rates, increasing market volatility. Rising Middle East tensions, geopolitical instability in the Middle East has sparked fears of war, which could affect crude oil prices and global economic activity, heightening investor concerns. Japan's interest rate hike. Japan's central bank raised interest rates for the first time in nearly 30 years due to inflationary pressures, leading to sudden market impacts, particularly in Japan's stock market. Disappointing quarterly results. Recent quarterly results from Nifty 50 companies showed only 0.7% year-on-year growth.